إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليمًا مزيدًا أما بعد الحمد لله It's nice to see the beautiful face of Ahl Sunnah تريح القلوب We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our gatherings a gatherings of that which will bring us closer to Allah subhanahu and to increase us in taqwa. The topic or the conference mawdu' or topic is to do with the ill effects of sins. Based upon that, I want to share with my beloved brothers and sisters the principle, the qa'ida, al-jaza'u min jins al-amal. Al-jaza'u min jins al-amal. Translated loosely as recompense is according to the action. The recompense is according to the action. Every abd, every servant that hopes for the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fears his anger and punishment would reflect upon this qa'idah. And this principle, as Ibn Qayyim rahimullahu ta'ala, he said, is mustaqirra fi shara. It's something that's established in the legislation. The abd, he checks himself regarding this principle. He checks his statements, his belief, his actions, and measures it to this principle. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, من أراد أن يعلم ما له عند الله فلينظر ما لله عنده. Whoever wants to know his status and that which he has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should look and find that which is with Allah or that is regarding Allah with him. Yani, that which he has from taqwa, that which he has from revising his niyyah, that which he has from checking himself. That's why I've chosen this principle for me to check myself, and perhaps we can share in this, my beloved ikhwa, wa akhawat. When we reflect upon the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَمَّ زَاغُوا أَزَاغُوا اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ, that when they deviated, rejected the haq, rejected the truth, Allah deviated their hearts. And this verse is regarding al-jaza'u min jins al-amal. And it includes two aspects. The first is the one that zagh, the one that deviated with the shahwat, with the desires and whims, falling into sins, as is mentioned by Muqatil, rahimullahu ta'ala. And the second zaygh is the zaygh and the deviance of the shubahat, as is mentioned by Abi Umama, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, where he said, humul khawarij, yani, that which is intended by those who deviated, and Allah deviated their hearts, the khawarij. So we, Ahl Sunnah, have to reflect upon these ayat. There isn't a verse, or the majority you can say of the verses in the Book of Allah, returns back to this principle of al-jaza'u min jins al-amal. So we're going to look at three or four aspects or sections as it regards to this. The first is an introductory section, and that is regarding the names of Allah and his attributes, which we reflect upon based upon this qa'idah, this principle, recompense is according to the action. And that is that there are three names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his sifat that we should reflect on as it relates to this. And that is al-hakam, meaning the judge, and al-hakim, the all-wise, and al-adl, the one that is fair and just. So when we grasp these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and its ta'alluq and his connection regarding this qaida. All we focus on is in doing good deeds and stay away from ma'asi after the tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is, you can say, alif, the first of the introduction. And that is al-hakam. As Allah's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna Allahu al-hakam wa ilayhi al-hukum. That Allah is the judge. Allah is the true judge. And for him is the utmost judgment. And the likes also of Al-Hakim. Allah is the all-wise. A.E. Al-Muhkim. He's the one, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is wise in the umur al-kawniyya and the umur al-shar'iyya. Those affairs relating to his qadr, his decree, subhanahu wa ta'ala. All-wise. So when we're afflicted with an affliction, we remember that Allah is Al-Hakim, the all-wise. And secondly, wisdom regarding his shara', his legislation, amruhu wa nahyu, that which he has commanded, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that which he has prohibited. And the third, as we know, is al-adl, and that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just. So when we reflect on al-jaza'u min jins al-amal, that which you put in is that which you get. What you do, you get returns for, is based upon the justice and fairness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَضَعَ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, and we place the scales of justice and fairness on the day of judgment. None, no soul will be oppressed. All of this is alif, okay, of the introduction. As for ba, as it relates to this introduction of this qaida, we deal with some statements of Imam Sa'idi rahimullah regarding the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Mudathir, kullu nafsin bima kasabat rahina. What he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Mudathir, verse number 38, that every person is a pledge. Every person is a pledge for what he has earned. So the person is placing that which he has earned, he is doing that which he has earned, and there will be retribution and reward. As Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he said, ma'khudhatun bi'amaliha. Yani that soul will be taken to account for its deeds. Imam Sa'di rahimullahu ta'ala yaqul, kullu nafsin murtahinatun mahbusatun muthiqatun bikasbiha as-sayyi. Every individual takes that responsibility, that pledge, that of which he has earned from bad deeds, and that which he is confined regarding those bad deeds with adhab as-sayy, with a deep and severe punishment. He says, وَذَلِكَ لِأَنَّ الْجَزَاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ. Because that which is the recompense is according to the action that is done. And then he says, number one, فَكَمَا حَبِسَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ مَا لَدَيْهِمْ لِلَّهِ وَلِخَلْقِهِ مِنَ الْحُقُوقِ اللَّازِمَةِ فَلَمْ يُؤَدُّوا الصَّلَاةَ الَّتِي هِيَ أَكْبَرُ الْعِبَادَاتِ الْمُتَضَمِّنَةِ لِلْإِخْلَاصِ لِلْمَعْبُودِ. Just like that individual has held back habs, we're talking about the word habs, that individual has held back from the mujrim, the criminal has held back from fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfilling the rights of the creation that is obligatory upon him, and from not performing the salah, which is the mightiest act of worship upon ikhlas, lil ma'bud, for the one that deserves to be worshipped alone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, وَلَا أَطْعَمُوا, and they didn't give to the poor, مَسَاكِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ, the rights that they deserve, الَّذِي أَوْجَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ, that which Allah has made obligatory upon them in their wealth. Number three, so number one is what, ikhwan? Holding back from the rights of Allah and the rights of the creation. Number two, not feeding whom? The masakeen, from that which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has provided for them. And number three, وَلَا حَبِسَ نُفُوسَهُمْ عَلَى مَا شَرَعَهُ وَقَيَّدُوهَا بِقْيُودِ الدِّينِ. They didn't withhold themselves and confine themselves upon that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated and hasn't tied himself, tied his heart, tied his tongue, his limbs upon the deen, upon the sharia. بَلْ أَطْلَقُوهَا, but left it astray. He confined in the rights of Allah, restricted the rights of the creation, but let himself loose in falling into that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not legislated. And number four, the end for one, two, and three, the reward, the retribution for one, two, and three is that Allah will confine them. They will be confined in a horrible confinement in the fire. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ رَهِينَةٌ. So we have to take ourselves to account when we reflect upon this qaida. Jim, benefit from Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala regarding this affair, and specifically the connection or the link between al-ma'asi wal-masa'ib, the link between sins and afflictions. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, وَمِنْهَا إِقَامَةُ الْحُجَّةُ هُجَّةِ عَدْلِهِ عَلَى عَبْدِهِ. And that is from this affair, is Allah establishing the proof and evidences, the hefty proof, upon his servants by his justice and his fairness. لِيَعْلَمُ الْعَبْدُ, so the servant will know, أَنَّ لِلَّهِ عَلَيْهِ الْحُجَّةُ الْبَالِغَةُ, that upon him, that Allah has upon him, over him, an overwhelming proof and evidence. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has over him, regarding his obedience, regarding his disobedience, regarding his transgression, Allah has over him, the abd, an overwhelming evidence, proof. So therefore, فَإِذَا أَصَابَهُ مَا أَصَابَهُ مِنَ الْمَكْرُوهِ. So when the individual is afflicted with that which he gets afflicted from, affairs he dislikes, illnesses, sicknesses, loss of wealth, and so forth. فَلَا يَقُلْ, he will not say, because you know Allah has proof against him, over him. He will not say, أَنَّ هَذَا, where did this come from? مِنْ أَيْنَ أُتِيَتْ, where has it come from? وَلَا بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ أُصِبْتُ, what sin have I done? Because Allah's hujjah is baligha. Allah's proof over his ibad, upon his ibad, is overwhelming. فَمَا أَصَابَ, Ibn Qayyim says, rahimullah, فَمَا أَصَابَ الْعَبْدَ مِنْ مَصِيبَةٍ قَطْ دَقِيقَةٍ وَلَا جَلِيلَةٍ إِلَّا بِمَا كَسَبَتْ يَدَهُ. That there isn't an affliction that the servant is afflicted with, minute be it, major be it, except it's that which his hands have earned. وَمَا يَعْفُ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَكْثَرُ, and no doubt, وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٌ, but no doubt after that, on top of that, Allah forgives much. And we have an example of this from our Salaf. Narration from Murra al-Hamadani. That's Murra Sharahibil, or Sharahil Al-Hamadani. Who was Al-Abd? Abid, a worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they used to call him, Al-Imam Ahmed used to call him, Marra al-Tayyib. Yani Marra al-Tayyib. Because of his tawadu and his zuhud. Qala, he said to Shuraih, who died in the year 81 after the migration of the Messenger of Allah from Mecca to Medina, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said to Shuraih, Qala li Shuraih, Ma asab, naam, Qala li Shuraih, when he saw on the hand of Shuraih, he said to Shuraih, when he saw something on the hand of ailment, he said, Ya Aba Umayya, ma hadha? He said, Aba Umayya, yani Shuraih, what is this on your hands, this illness? Qala fabima kasabat aydikum. This salaf, this alim, he knew that is that qurah. He had a qurah, which is a pus, a boil. He had a boil on his hand. What is that boil? What is that qurah? What is that boil? He said, is that which your hands have put forward? This is just a boil. And yet when we go through loss of wealth, where do we return to? Loss of life, loss of health, diminishing health. Where do we go to? This salaf is saying this little boil on his hand is that which he has earned. He's taking it back to himself. So when we have this qaida al-jaza'u min jins al-amal, that the recompense is according to the action, we take it back to ourselves and that which we have earned and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with tawbah, not shakwa. What is this? How did this happen? We return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with repentance. Dal. The final is the statement again from Ibn Qayyim rahimullahu ta'ala in Al-Miftah that I want us to reflect upon regarding this principle. He says, وَإِذَا كَانَ لِلذُّنُوبِ عُقُوبَاتٍ. If there are ramifications, retributions regarding sins, وَلَابُدْ, he says, walabud, there has to be ramifications. فَكُولُ مَا أُوْقِبَ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ خَيْرٌ لَهُ. So there has got to be a retribution, ramification. And every ramification, recompense that the servant faces before his death, خَيْرٌ لَهُ, is better for him. Better for him than what, ikhwan? Than the retribution in the hereafter. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, كَذَلِكَ الْعَذَابِ, كَذَلِكَ الْعَذَابِ. And that is the punishment. Ibn Abbas, he said, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُمَا أَيْ عَذَابُ الدُّنْيَا. كذلك العذاب. And that is the punishment, ay in the dunya. And some of the ulama have mentioned in the qabr. وَلَا عَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَكْبَرُ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. But the punishment of the hereafter is mightier, greater. So when we face our retribution in this dunya, رَحْمَةً مِنْ اللَّهِ, it's a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we think about this qa'id al-jaza'u min jins al-amal. We think about these muqaddimat. That bi-idhnillahi ta'ala it would aid us in rectification and turn this act of disobedience into obedience. Turn this act of disobedience into tawbah, repenting to Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, seeking forgiveness from him. The second section of today's session, we're going to look bi-idhnillahi ta'ala at some examples of al-jaza'u min jins al-amal from the revelation. We're going to look at five evil ramifications of sins. Number one, and I call this selbi, number one is a riya, the sin of a riya, showing off. As is mentioned in the hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabir radiyallahu an, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma min abdin yakumu fi dunya maqama sum'atin wa riya'in إلا سمع الله به على الرؤوس الخلائق يوم القيامة. وياذ بالله. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, may Allah protect us, that there isn't a servant that stands up in the dunya with that status of bragging or showing off, except that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sama'ah, Allah will expose him ala ru'us al-khala'iq, in the forefront of the creation, yawm al-qiyamah. Al-jaza'u min jins al-amal. The person was hasty, may Allah protect us, wanting the reward in the dunya from the creation, that die in the expense for seeking the face of Al-Hayy La Yamut, the ever-living that doesn't die. Al-Manawi rahimullahu ta'ala yaqul, ayy yudhir, yani the exposure of Allah, the ramifications for that individuals, or those individuals that do that summa and that riya, ayy yudhiru lil-khalq sariratuhu. That on the day of judgment, the one who was quick in the dunya to let everyone know his good deeds, the one that was hasty to invite the ears, that's why it's called sama, to invite the ears of the creation to hear how good he is and what he has done, that Allah has concealed to preserve him. On the day of judgment, Allah will expose his secrets that he didn't tell others. Yawm al-Qiyamah. Number two, and that is libs thawb al-shuhra, and that is wearing the garments of showing off, tafakhur, boasting via your garments. And some have mentioned that this is the person who puts their thawb in this susaq. And this is incorrect. As is mentioned by Al-Allama Ibn Baz, rahimullahu ta'ala, when he was called and asked, is wearing your thawb and the half of your shin, shuhra, is it showing off? He goes, la, hadhi sunnah. So therefore, that which is according to the sunnah is not shuhra. But regarding this individual that wears those garments of arrogance, dragging his thawb on the floor, virtually wearing Adidas on his forehead, showing off with the garments, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, من لبس ثوب شهرة ألبسه الله يوم القيامة ثوب مثله ثم تلهب في النار وتلهب في النار. Well, he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Sunan of Abi Dawood, whoever wears a thawb, a clothing of arrogance for fame, to be known, Allah will clothe him with that thawb or a thawb similar to it, yawm al-qiyamah, and burn him with it in the fire. May Allah protect us. Al-jaza'u mimada? Jins al-amal. The recompense is according to the action. Number three. And that is shurb al-khamr. The sin of drinking alcohol. In the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhuma, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam atani Jibril. Jibril came to me, he said alayhi salatu wasalam. Faqala ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, he said, inna Allah azza wa jal la'ana al-khamr. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cursed alcohol, wa'asiraha, and he has cursed the wine presser, wa'mu'tasiraha, and he has cursed the one that has it pressed, wa'sharibaha, and he has cursed the one that drinks the alcohol, wa'hamilaha, the one that carries it, wa'mahmulata ilayha, or the one that is carried to, wa'ba'iwaha, the one that sells it, wa'mubta'aha, the one that benefits from the sale, wa'saqiha, the one that pours it, wa'musqiha, or masqiha, the one that is poured for. Allah has cursed all of these categories of people. There are about 10 of them. And in another narration, please can I ask the brothers to move forward, please. Lo samahtum. Fassahu ya ibadallah. Al-jaza'u min jins al-amal. Please, come forward. Jazakum la khair. In another narration, and Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man shariba al-khamra fi dunya thumma lam yatub minha hurimaha fi al-akhira. And this is the hadith I want us to focus on, where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, in the narration from whom? Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, whoever drinks alcohol or wine in the dunya, thumma lam yatub, and he doesn't repent, he will be prevented from doing so in the hereafter. Ibn Hajar Asqalani, rahimullah ta'ala, in Fathul Bari, volume number 10, page 35, yaqul. ويحمل الحديث, the hadith is understood in the Ahl Sunnah, according to the people of the Sunnah, على أنه لا يدخلها, that he will not enter it, يعني الجنة, ولا يشرب الخمر فيها, and he will not drink the wine in Jannah, إلا إن أفاه الله عنه, until Allah forgives him or pardons him, كما في بقية الكبائر, وهو في المشية. And it's regarding the will of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Al-Munawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he adds and he says, yuhab minha jaza'an wifaqa. He will be prevented from drinking that pure wine in Jannah in abundance, severe prevention. And then he mentioned the point here that I want us to focus specifically on. وَمَنِ اسْتَعْجَلَ الشَّيْءِ قَبْلَ أَوَانِهِ أُوْقِبَ بِحُرْمَانِهِ قَاعِدَ. Connected to al-jaza'a min al-amal, min jins al-amal. He said, the one who is hasty regarding an affair, he has ajala, he's hasty regarding an affair before its time has come or before its right time, will be at the end prevented from it when the real time comes. And that is the affair for all of the ma'asi. This is a principle for all sins. The one who falls into riyah, showing off, istajal, he's hasty for rewarding the dunya. And because of that istijal and that hastiness in the hereafter, hurima, he's preventing from benefiting from the fruits of the mukhlasin. The mukhlasin, those sincere ones. And regarding this wine, Munawi continues and he says, فَيَلَهَا مِنْ حَسْرَةٍ وَنَدَامًا. Oh, how sorrowful is that regret. The one that fell into that sin in this dunya, hasty. How sorrowful that is and regret. That temporary pleasure, false pleasure, استحوذ عليهم الشيطان فأنساهم ذكر الله. The shaitan overwhelmed him and he forgot about the remembrance of Allah. Fell into that sin, استعجل, seeking quick pleasure. He brings an example regarding wine. Al-Manawi, rahimullah, he says, حيث باع أنهارا من خمر لذة للشاربين. He has sold لثمن بخس. He has sold the rivers that Allah has ready and prepared for the righteous one. لذة للشاربين. Sweet taste for those who are drinking from the people of Jannah. He sold this for a moment in the dunya and didn't repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qabla mawti. He has sold it. بِشَرَابِ مُذْهِبَ لِلْعَقْلِ. He has sold the rivers of wine that does not intoxicate, that does not cause harm and give harm to the one that is drinking in Jannah. He sold that for that wine in this dunya that removes the function of the intellect. مُفْسِدَةٌ لِلدُّنْيَا وَالدِّينَ. That which corrupts his deen, religion, and his dunya. As Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimullah ta'ala, he mentioned and he said that the alcohol makes the man effeminate, makes him more feminine. He's losing his rujula. He's losing the ni'mah of his masculinity. And he sold the raha of ta'a and obedience, the tranquility of obedience in the dunya, and the jazaa and the reward in the hereafter for a moment of displeasure. Number four. Another example, and there are many we mentioned, is man darra, darra Allahu bihi. Man darra, darra Allahu bihi. Whoever harms his Muslim brother, Allah will harm him. Al jaza'u min jins al amin. And that's based upon the hadith of Abi Simra, Bisad, Simra, Bisad. And Abi Simra, رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من ضر مسلما ضره الله. He who causes harm to a Muslim will be harmed by Allah. ومن شاق مسلما شاق الله عليه. And he who acts in hostility and in a hostile manner with his Muslim brother or sister, who will be punished in the same way by Allah. وَلَابُدْ إِنْ لَمْ يَتُوبْ وَيَعْتَذِرْ. If he doesn't seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he doesn't seek pardon from the one he's oppressed. So this principle of al-jazaa min jins al-amal, the recompense is according to the action, it applies regarding how you deal with your brother. Because in reality, when you oppress your brother and you treat your brother or your sister with that which Allah has not given you sultan for, you are oppressing yourself, fil haqiqa. For the one that reflects on this principle. Ya ayyuhan nas innama baghyukum ala anfusikum. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Yunus, O mankind, Your injustice is only against yourself. Mata'a hayat ad-dunya. It's only a small momentary moment of pleasure in this dunya that will end. That pleasure in the dunya that will end. You're oppressing your brother. You're taking from his rights, whether it's his wealth or whether it's her wealth, her honor. And you're enjoying the wealth, the moment of pleasure in this dunya. Allah says, Mata' al hayat al dunya. Allah says, it's just a moment of pleasure and enjoyment in the dunya. That dunya that is fan, that world, this world that will end. But you are oppressing yourself. Innama baghyukum ala anfusikum. And an example of this from the Salaf was regarding Sa'id ibn Jubayr, rahmatullahi alayhi, as we know from the qissa of Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, where he killed many of the Sahaba and many of the Tabi'een. When he was about to kill and murder oppressively Sa'id ibn Jubayr, Hajjaj ibn Yusuf said to him, "Anzur ya Sa'id, anzur ya Sa'id, ayi qitlatin turidu an aqtulaka." Oh Sa'id, yani he was boastfully and feeling confident. Oh Sa'id, what type of way would you like me to kill you? In what type of mode would you like me to murder you? What did this alim from the Salaf respond with? Qal, ikhtar li nafsik, ya Hajjaj, fa wallahi, la taqtulni qitlatan illa qatalaka Allahu biha yawm al-qiyamah. You choose for yourself. It's your deed. You choose the way you want to kill me. Because the way that you kill me, Allah will deal with you the same on yawm al-qiyamah. It's coming back to you, so you choose. So oppress your brother how you will. Oppress your wife how you will. Abuse your wife how you will. Abuse your husband how you will. It's your choice because it's coming back to you. It's coming back to you. Al-jaza'u min jins al-amal. And in another narration regarding Hajjaj ibn Yusuf again, but this time it's from Asma' radiyallahu ta'ala anha, when he killed Abdullah ibn Zubayr, Sahabiyin Jalil radiyallahu anhuma, when he killed him, Asma radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she said to Hajjaj, Araka afsadt alayhi dunyahu. I've seen that you have destroyed his world, you've corrupted his world, meaning you've taken his life away from, taken him away from this world. وَأَفْسَدَ عَلَيْكَ آخِرَةً. But he has destroyed your hereafter. I see that you have taken and destroyed his existence in this world. You've corrupted it. It's gone, he's not here. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. But what he has done is destroyed your hereafter. Qawaid, principles, when you want to oppress your brother. Principles, when you want to oppress your parents. Principles, when you want to oppress your children. Principles, when you want to oppress your neighbor. You may disrupt their dunya. You may give them sadness and being uncomfortable in the dunya. Wala adhab al-akhirah madha? Akbar. But the punishment in the hereafter is more. So therefore, the person who's oppressing the brother requires himself, needs himself, be dutiful to yourself and reflect upon the principle al-jaza'u min jins al-amal. Number five, and the most frightening of them all. Number five, wa akhwafahum. Wa akhwafahun. The most fear. The most frightening one of them all, man nesi Allah. The one who forgets Allah. Allahu nesiya. The one who forgets Allah is a major topic regarding this principle of recompenses according to the action. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul, نسوا الله فنسيهم إن المنافقين هم الفاسقون. نسي الله فنسيهم. They forgot Allah. So Allah left them. نسيهم يعني تركهم. Allah left them. Let's look at some statements of the Salaf regarding this tafsir. Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنهما يقول تركوا الله. They left Allah. They left His obedience, the obedience to Him, subhanah. They left at-ta'a. فَتَرَكَهُ مِنْ كَرَامَتِهِ وَثَوَابِهِ. Then Allah left them. Left them out from the honorables and the rewards. Sa'id ibn Jubair, number two. Sa'id ibn Jubair, rahimullahu ta'ala, yaqul, Inna Allah la yansa man khalaq. Allah is not going to forget. Nesia, which in original meaning means to forget. He says, Inna Allah la yansa khalqahu. He doesn't forget his slaves. Meaning who they are, where they are, what they do. La. Walakin nesiyahum min al khair. Like he left them out from good. The one that leaves Allah. استحوذ عليهم شيطان فماذا؟ أنساهم ذكر الله. The shaitan overwhelmed them and they left the remembrance of Allah. Mujahid رحم الله تعالى يقول فنسيهم الله نسيهم أي نسوا في العذاب. Deep statement. That they will be ignored as it relates to punishment. Because as it relates to punishment, Allah would aid the righteous ones. This person will be left out. Ad-Dahaki says, Rahimullah, Nasullah, ay. Taraku amrullah. They left the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fanesiyahum. Then Allah left them. Ayy tarakahum min rahmatihi. They left them out from His mercy that He has for the muttaqeen. And Qatada rahimullahu ta'ala, he also mentions nusu min kulli khair. That they will be forgotten and left from all good, and that is in the dunya and in the hereafter. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protect us. And likewise, قال الله سبحانه وتعالى من أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا. Whoever turns away from the remembrance of Allah, forgets Allah in times of sins, the individual makes a choice. Does he remember Allah and lower his gaze at that point? When he's doing business transactions and he's selling to somebody who's vulnerable, naive, unaware, does he do tas'ir? Does he elevate the prices, which is haram, over its worth? When the person has quwwa over his parents have grown old, and they annoy him, does he use that strength to oppress his parents? Or does he remember Allah? Or does he turn away? وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Whoever turns away from my remembrance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then he will have a despicable life. And this dunka, this ma'isha that is dunka, this sorrowful and despicable life, some of the ulama have mentioned, that is the aqabr, is the grave. As is mentioned by Mujahid, and also before him, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, this is from the proofs of the punishment of the grave. Ma'isha to dunka. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَاذَا أَعْمَى. And they will be risen on the day of judgment, blind. الْجَزَاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ. In the dunya, أَعْرَضُ عَنْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. They turned away from the remembrance of Allah. They forgot Allah. And then there's ramifications in the grave. مَعِيشَةَ دَنْكَ. And there's ramifications in the hereafter, that they will be risen and brought up blind. Ibn Qayyim rahimullahu ta'ala yaqul fihi tanbihun ala annahu man amal basar wa annahu min jinsi amalihi fa innahu lamma a'rada an dhikri alladhi ba'atha Allahu bihi wa rasulihi وَعُمِيَتْ عَنْهُ بَصِيرَتُهُ أَعْمَى اللَّهُ بَصَرَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Ibn Qayyim rahimullahu ta'ala, he says, Miftah Dar al-Sa'ada, that which should be reflected upon and noticed, that a person who is blind, and when he means here, he has blinded himself in this dunya from obeying that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded. He looks the other way, like he's blind. He doesn't have insight, doesn't try to have insight in that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded and prohibited from the revelation. Just like he turned away blindfully in the dunya, his reward in the hereafter, that he will be blind. Al-jaza'u min jins al-amal. And another verse I want us to reflect upon regarding this affair is a statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ وَلِقَائِهِ فَحَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فَلَنُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. Where he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's in Surah Al-Kahf, by the way, where he says, these, the ones that disbelieved in our verses, or the verses of their Lord, and disbelieved in the meeting of Allah in the hereafter, habitat a'maluhum. Their deeds had hubut. Their deeds were null and void. فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامِةِ وَزْنًا. And they will have no weight on the day of judgment. Two things. They will not have no weight, meaning their deeds, on the day of judgment. And they themselves will have no weight and no worth on the day of judgment. There's a lot for that I want us to think about regarding this. The wording of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for habitat, hubut. The origin of hubut, which in the tafsir is the deeds are nullified. The origin of hubut is when you have herd or sheep, camel, they eat. Hubut, as mentioned by Jawhari, rahimullah, is that the sheep will eat grass or eat the food, but they'll eat too much. Fantafakh. They'll eat too much and then it would explode. It would be of no use to them. And similarly, the kafir, the one that disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he fills himself with dunya. He fills himself with deeds of the dunya, of wealth accumulation, of status and jah, fantafakhat. And that would explode, it would become nullified. And that's the origin of the meaning of hubut. So the one who fills himself in this dunya with disobedience and worldly affairs, not battering an eyelid to the affairs of his deen and not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon ikhlas, that deed will be nullified. Like that sheep, or that animal, that cattle, that takes in too much of that which is of no benefit to them, it blows and becomes irrelevant. No doubt we have mentioned and studied together five negative, you can say, aspects of al-jaza'u min jins al-amal. However, as we know from the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his Quran, in many of his verses, he combines a targhib wa tarhib, an encouragement and a warning. We have dealt with the warning as it relates to the principle of a recompense, or the recompense is according to the action or the deed. But now we're going to deal with the targhib. Those examples that encourage us to do good based upon this principle. And this muazan and this balancing of al-raja, hope and fear, is from the aqeedah of Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah. And from the characteristics of the people of the Sunnah in their balanced nature. That they are ummatun wasata. They're the balanced nature, they balance between hope and fear. We've dealt with the effects that we should be fearful of in those five examples. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward those who do good. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا صَالِحَاتٍ إِنَّ لَا نَضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. Verily those who believe and do good deeds, we would not waste away the reward of the one that does good deeds. In this verse, there are four benefits. Number one, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah has made it specific for those who have iman, yani ikhlas, wa amil as-salihat, and do good deeds, that their actions will not be null and void. Because al-jaza'u min jins al-amal. But as for the one alladhi lam yu'min, the one that doesn't believe, habitat a'malu, he's not part of this karama, this honorable status. Number two, and that is al-wa'ad min Allah, ya ibadallah. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu saliat, inna la nadhi'u ajra man ahsana amala. Allah has promised, and we have to have that yaqeen in all of our ibadat, in all of our acts of worship. Perhaps he will aid us in ikhlas and sincerity that Allah has promised. Wala yukhlifu mi'ad, he will not. And he will, subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfill his promise. Number three. And that is upon the abd and yarju thawab Allah. It's upon us to hope in the reward from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And have that balance. And number four is a statement from Al-Imam Al-Sa'di, rahimullahu ta'ala, حيث قال, وإحسان العبد وإحسان العمل أن يريد العبد العمل للوجه الله. That the good deed is that the person does that good deed seeking the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. متبعاً. Following في ذلك شرع الله. Following the legislation. يعني upon the sunnah. فهذا العمل لا يضيعه الله. This type of deed that is upon ikhlas and mutaba'ah, according to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah won't waste it away. Have that thiqa in Allah. Because what? What's the qaida, ikhwan? Mada? Al-jaza'u min jins al-amal. Have that trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's look at some examples. Inshallah, we're going to look quickly at five examples again. As relates to that, those affairs that could encourage us to do good deeds based upon this qaid and this principle. Number one, the dhikr of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. The one who remembers Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul, fadhkuruni adhkurkum. Allah says, remember me and I will remember you. And Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, yaqul, laysa anja من عذاب الله من ذكر الله ليس أنجى من عذاب الله min dhikrillah. Mu'adh ibn Jabir radiyallahu anhu, he said, there is nothing that saves you from the punishment more so than the remembrance of Allah. Than the remembrance of Allah. Ibn Qayyim rahimullahu ta'ala, he mentioned a summary of the remembrance of Allah inda Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remembered Allah. He said, Ar-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana akmal al-khalq dhikran lillah. That the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most complete of the creation in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kalamuhu kulluhu dhikrullah. All of the speech of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the remembrance of Allah. Commanding the good from the remembrance of Allah. Forbidding the evil from the remembrance of Allah. His statements, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in ibadat, acts of worship, the remembrance of Allah. Mu'amalat, remembrance of Allah. His walking was based upon the remembrance of Allah. When he traveled, it was based upon the remembrance of Allah. Let's follow the sunnah of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's follow the characteristics of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the remembrance of Allah. Because the one that remembers Allah, Allah will remember them in His mercy. From those who will receive His mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two, is al-ihsan. Because of time, inshallah, we go through them swiftly. Al-ihsan, and that is doing good. We need that encouragement to do good. And what is ihsan? It's mentioned in the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umuman, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. That you worship Allah, ibadah. That's the origin of ihsan. That you worship Allah as if you can see Him. And if not, know that He can see you. You have that muraqabah, that watchfulness in your speech. That watchfulness in your aqidah, that watchfulness in your methodology, that watchfulness in your actions of the limbs, that watchfulness in that which you see and witness, that which you look at. This is muraqabah, this is ihsan. And ta'budullaha ka'annaka tarah, that you worship Allah as if you can see Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, inna rahmatallahi qareebun min al-muhsineen. Where He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that verily the mercy of Allah is placed upon those who do good deeds. Al-jaza'u min jins al-amal. You do good deeds, following the and complying to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and staying away from His prohibitions. And doing those affairs that are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and refraining from those affairs that are hated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a way to earn the rahmah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three is talab al-ilm, seeking knowledge. Perhaps if we reflect upon this qaida of al-jaza'u min jins al-amal, we reflect upon this principle that a recompense is according to the action, it encourages us to seek an ilm. Encourage us in seeking knowledge. Because there is no raha in this dunya other than seeking the ilm of the Book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and implementing it. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in mentioning the hadith of Abi Hurairah, rawahu Muslim, qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man salaka tariqan yaltamisu fihi ilman sahala Allahu bihi tariqan ila jannah. Ikhwan, this is the principle here as well. Whomsoever takes upon the path of seeking knowledge, Allah will make his path to Jannah easy. Ma'nawiyan, yani tariq ma'nawiyan wa hissi. Literally on the path, taking the path, literally traveling to seek knowledge. There's a jaza, there's a reward for that effort. And ma'nawi, the figurative meaning, as is mentioned by Al-Allama, Ibn Thaymin, rahimullah, is for the person, for example, is at home reading a book, doing buhuth, researching, as we all should be doing. Researching the affairs of aqeedah, researching the affairs of hadith, researching the affairs of fiqh, listening to the fatawa and researching the fatawa of the imma to salaf wa man ba'da. Swimming in the ocean of knowledge. Enjoying the delight of athar. This is the path of seeking ilm. Wal jaza'u min jins al-amal, whoever does this with ikhlas and follows the correct etiquettes in seeking ilm according to the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will make his path to Jannah easy. Allah will make his path to Jannah easy. And another narration fi hadha qabil. But before that, let's mention a benefit from Ibn Qayyim rahimullah. Ibn Qayyim rahimullah, he mentions in Al-Miftah, he says, وَقَدْ تَظَاهَرَ الشَّرْعُ وَالْقَدَرُ عَلَى أَنَّ الْجَزَاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ. Regarding this hadith, he said, that which has been made apparent in the legislation and the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that a recompense or the reward is based upon the deed, the action. فَكَمَا سَلَكَ تَرِيقًا يَتْلُبُ فِيهِ حَيَاةَ قَلْبِهِ وَنَجَاتِهِ مِنَ الْهَلَاكِ سَلَكَ اللَّهُ بِهِ تَرِيقًا يَحْسَلُ لَهُ ذَلِكَ. Just as the individual, the abd, is seeking the path and taking the path in seeking that, yani that knowledge that brings life to the heart. That brings life to the heart, where the heart is not a maqbara. That heart that can become a graveyard. That with that which is in it is dead, mayyit. The person is seeking that ilm to bring haya and life to the heart. Just as he's doing that, and to save it from destruction, Allah will give him that. That life in the hereafter. That safety from destruction. Is this not enough? Based upon that principle, jaza'u min jins al-amal, that when we're feeling lazy to seek ilm, we reflect upon this. It pushes us to go and attend the lectures in our cities, in our masajid. It pushes us to humble ourselves and seek knowledge and do mudhakara and revise together. Does it not encourage us to travel when we have the ability to seek knowledge? To listen to the kalam and the statements of the ulama, the jahabidha, the scholars of the sunnah, and take notes. If you cannot see them, take notes, listen to their tapes or their audios. Let's use the internet effectively. Ibn Uthaymeen has an ocean of durus in his website. Sheikh Rabi' also, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abad, and Sheikh Abdullah Bukhari, the ulama, they have that. Allah has facilitated for every single one of us, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, every single one of us, that we can take that path. If it's not hissi, it's what, ikhwan? Ma'nawi. If it's not literally getting up and traveling, we have the ability to do that in our own backyard. And this is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So based upon that principle, it should encourage us. Number four. Qiyam al-layl. And that is standing up at night and praying. When the people are asleep, and they have that raha that they are having in their sleep. The abd, the servant, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us be from them. The servants that use and know this principle of al-jaza'u min jins al-amal, he gets up in the last part of the night, implementing tadarru', servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, based upon this statement of Allah, or the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, firstly, he says, تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. تَتَجَافَ. Their sides, they forsake the raha of their sides, meaning lying down. عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ, from their beds. Their sides abstain from their beds. يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. Calling unto their Lord in fear and hope, in fear and yearning for the reward from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-khawf wal-raja, again, hoping and fearing. وَمِمَّا رَزَقَنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And with that which they have been given, they give, as it relates to provision, they give in charity. So in this verse, we deal with many benefits. From them is the virtues of a Qiyam al-Layl. Is the virtue of praying at night. Number two is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the haqq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in that ibadah and that tadarru', making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then mentions the rights of the creation in infaq. That this abd is comprehensive in his deeds, giving the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also to the creation. Number three is regarding verse number 17, after it, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةٍ أَعْيُنْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Where he said, no person knows, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ, no person knows what is kept hidden for them, and this person who is standing up at night, he is unaware of that which is hidden, of joy, of bliss, of happiness, of reward for that which they used to do. Al-jaza'u bin jins, al-amal. Listen to the kalam of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala for this third benefit. He says, ta'ammal, reflect. Kayfa qabala ma akhfahu min qiyam al-layl. He said, rahimullah, look at how they have hidden that worship in the middle of the night. Meaning the level of sincerity. It's in the middle of the night where the majority of the creation are sleeping. It's only him. Devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look how he has hidden that act of worship. Min qiyam al-layl, by standing up at night. Look how Allah has given in return. Bil jaza, alladhi akhfahu lahu mimma la ta'lamuhu nafs. As a reward for that which he has hidden from the people, from his prayer at night, Allah has rewarded him with that which is in the hereafter, which is hidden from the people. People don't know. Al jaza'u min jins al-amal. The fairness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that is mukhlis, that is hiding that qiyam al-layl, that which is hidden in the hereafter, that no soul will know. No soul in this dunya knows. This is the reward of ikhlas. The reward of sincerity and tadarru'. Number five, finally, al-rifq wal-rahmah. When we reflect regarding this principle of al-jaza'u min jins al-amal, that recompense is according to the action and deed, let's reflect upon being merciful and being gentle. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul fi hadith Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radhiyallahu an, irham man fil ard yarhamaka Allah, or yarhamaka man fil sama. In this hadith, which is in At-Tabarani and Al-Hakim and authenticated by Imam al-Albani rahimullah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, have mercy with the one on the earth, and the one that is above the heavens will have mercy upon you. Al-jaza'u min jins al-amal. So when we reflect regarding this affair of a rahmah, of having this mercy upon your brother, upon your sister, upon your parents, upon your children, the ulama have mentioned, as mentioned also by Imam al-Albani rahimullah, this is for all of the creation, animals. Which is why we have the hadith also that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Man rahima walau dhabihatan rahimahullahu yawm al-qiyamah. That the one who has mercy even for that slaughtered animal by slaughtering it according to the legislation, according to the deen, Allah will have mercy upon them on the day of judgment. That's an animal. So what about your mother? What about your father, your brother, your sister, your neighbor? Is that times we forget that al-jaza'u min jins al-amal? We act in a way that we're devoid of mercy. Your brother oppressed you. I don't care, I hate him. He seeks forgiveness from you. I don't care, I don't want to know. Irhamu. Have mercy on your brother when he offends you. Have mercy on your brother and your sister in commanding the good and forbidding the evil. Have mercy in your brother by correcting him. Like the ulama of the Salaf had mercy upon this ummah by refuting the people of bid'ah. Rahmah. So we don't fall into what they fell into. Regarding this, husbands, every one of us, how much mercy are we showing to our families? Is our treatment with our families enough for us to receive mercy from Arhamur Rahimeen? Qis, measure it. Ibn Abi Jamra, rahimullah ta'ala, finally mentions four aspects of this affair of rahmah. In this hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu. Number one, he said, يَحْتَمِلُ أَنْ يَكُونَ الْمَعْنَى مَا لَا يَرْحَمْ غَيْرَهُ بِأَيِّ نَوْءٍ مِنَ الْإِحْسَانِ لا يحصل له الثواب كما قال تعالى هل جزاء الإحسان إلى الإحسان. That is that the meaning here is the one that has no mercy upon others in any way, form of goodness and being good to them. He will not obtain that reward. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, is there not reward for good except good? Number two, وَيَحْتَمِلُ, and the meaning is possible also, أَنْ يَكُونَ الْمُرَادِ, that the intent in this hadith is, مَنْ لَا يَكُونَ فِيهِ رَحْمَةُ الْإِيمَانِ فِي الدُّنْيَا لَا يُرْحَمُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. It means that the one who has not been given the mercy of having iman in Allah in this dunya, that he will not have the mercy in the hereafter. The importance of Tawheed and knowing that you, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, upon Tawheed is rahmah, is mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, أو من لا يرحم نفسه بامتثال أوامر الله واجتناب نواهيه لا يرحمه الله لأنه ليس له عنده أحد. And that is that the one who does not have mercy on himself by complying with the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and staying away from the prohibitions. He's oppressing himself. He has no mercy on himself by falling into sins. The person who's done this, لَا يَرْحَمُهُ اللَّهُ, Allah will not have mercy upon him because he has not got a covenant with Allah in that regard. There's no obedience. So there's no promise. And number four, he said, فَتَكُنْ رَحْمَةُ الْأُولَى. So therefore, the first part of mercy in that hadith, بِمَعْنَى الْأَعْمَالِ, is regarding actions. وَالثَّانِيَ, and the second mercy, يَرْحَمُهُ اللَّهُ or يَرْحَمُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ, the second rahmah that is mentioned, that the one, they will receive mercy from the one who is above, بِمَعْنَى جَزَاءِ, يعني recompense. Which concludes our session today, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, in the topic al-jaza'u min jins al-amal, that reward or recompense is according to the good deeds. We studied today a muqaddimah, an introduction to remind us of the importance of this principle. And then those actions that are sins as it relates to this principle. And finally, those actions that can encourage us, or those narrations that will encourage us to perform good deeds as it relates to this principle. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us be from those that reflect upon His Quran and the Sunnah of His Messenger of Allah, His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and yumitana ala al-islami wa sunnah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammadin. وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين حياكم الله